Support for the WXXI Business Report comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle, a local mobile community bank providing financial services to Western New York for 150 years. More online at bankofcastisle.com.
It's time for the WXXI Business Report with News Director Randy Gorman. And Randy, there's good news today about an ongoing local employment trend, I understand.
Yes, Beth, the latest numbers from the State Labor Department show more gains in employment. 1,400 private sector jobs in the Rochester metro area in May compared to a year ago. Now, these increases we've seen in recent months have been a bit more modest than they had been a year or two ago, but State Labor Analyst Tammy Marino says that is not unusual.
We are going to be limited somewhat by the size of our labor force, but we're also getting close to 10 years of economic expansion. So I think it should be expected that maybe some of that job growth will start to slow.
In the latest numbers, leisure businesses and construction saw some of the strongest gains. Manufacturing and professional business services were a little weaker. Speaking of jobs, Imagine Monroe, the county's economic development agency, recently approving incentives for some local projects. It includes one for Unither Manufacturing. That is a pharmaceutical contract company based in France. The local facility is their only U.S. manufacturing site. It's on Jefferson Road in Henrietta. They want to expand over the next 5 years, a project that officials say will create 125 jobs over 3 years. They'll be getting some sales and mortgage-related tax exemptions. Another project getting assistance from Monroe County is for an Albion-based company, Claims Recovery Financial Services. They provide claims management services, mainly for government-backed investments. They're expanding in Rochester on East Avenue, and they expect to create 50 to 80 jobs over the next 3 years. A well-known local public relations executive moving on to a development role with the United Way of Greater Rochester, Barbara Pierce, co-owner and president of Tipping Point Communications, will join the United Way as its chief development officer. One of the factors Pierce says involved in that decision is that she and Tipping Point CEO Michelle Ashby have created what she says is a fantastic team at Tipping Point, but says they really don't need two leaders there, and this is a good way for that company to move forward. Pierce involved in a number of community organizations, including serving as a board member of WXXI, and she says in her new role with the United Way, she sees an opportunity to make Rochester stronger.
Storytelling is a big theme right now. I've done a lot of storytelling trainings. We do a lot of helping our clients tell stories. And here, all we need to do is tell the story of Rochester and get people excited and engaged in helping our community get better.
In her new job, Pierce will lead a team of 23 people in campaign development and also oversee the United Way's fundraising activities. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorman.